In the budget President Bush recently sent to Congress, there is no money for Amtrak, America's passenger rail system. Amtrak Chief David Gunn told his employees that the Bush administration had, quote, no plan for Amtrak other than bankruptcy. It's quite the opposite in France, where the government has an ambitious strategy to extend the rail system throughout the country and further into Europe. Already, France's high-speed trains are transforming the country. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The TGV, or train à grande vitesse, literally high-speed train, is changing the way people live in France. Here in Paris's Gare de Lyon, TGVs line up like sleek, pointed-nosed serpents waiting to whisk travelers off to the far corners of France and beyond. These passengers are on their way home from work in Paris, yet they live in another region of France, Burgundy, nearly 200 miles from the capital. They are able to commute every day because the TGV travels at nearly 190 miles an hour, bringing them into the city in about 60 minutes. 29-year-old Régis Dick works at the headquarters of an international organization, but he lives in the village of Crépin, population 120. The TGV links both these worlds and provides Deke with a relaxing commute.
I can read, I can sleep, I can just chat with my friends. It's 1 hour for me in the morning and 1 hour for me at the evening. You know, and when you are back at home, you have the good smell of the countryside, that you have the impression you are like a rebirth at the end of the day.
The TGV, powered by electric overhead wires, was France's response to the 1970s oil crisis. The first line, unveiled in 1981, linked Paris and Lyon, a distance of 550 miles. The train was an immediate success, obliterating its airline competition on the route. Today, some 90 million passengers a year travel on 350 TGVs across France, and in 25 years, the TGV has never had a fatal accident. Many say this is because its cars are welded together, which prevents jackknifing. This design also makes the train lighter and quieter because two cars share one axle. At such high speeds, reading signs is impossible, so signaling is sent through the track and relayed to an onboard computer by an antenna hanging from the train's nose. But Deke is hardly aware of all that as he arrives safely in his village. He is welcomed home to his restored 17th century farmhouse by his 1-year-old son Baptiste and his wife Anne Claire.
We never wanted to live in Paris, so we immediately opted for the train, and it's going very well. We're happier in the country, surrounded by fresh air and nature. And if we want to go to Paris to go out or to the theater, we can be there in 1 hour. But we don't have to live in the crowded city every day.
In the neighboring town of Saumur-en-Auxois, Mayor Michel Nugnot commutes to Paris several times a week on the TGV.
Le TGV modifie totalement la carte de la France en rapprochant.
The TGV is changing the map of France by bringing everything closer. When I was young, the train to Paris took 3 to 4 hours. Today, the TGV makes our town more attractive because we're no longer lost in the middle of nowhere.
The French government has big plans for the TGV's future. It will invest billions of dollars in new routes to link regions like Bordeaux and Brittany without having to pass through Paris. And it will increase international connections into Germany, Italy, and Spain. The newer TGVs will also benefit from the latest technologies and travel at even greater speeds. The TGV is operationally profitable and extremely popular with the public. It's nearly impossible to find critics of the train. Yet its infrastructure costs are borne by the French state, which is struggling to keep its deficit within European limits. Some say that building lines to out-of-the-way places such as the far west coast of Brittany is a mistake, calling such extensions pure prestige projects. But making money is only part of the equation to extend the TGV system, says Pascal Girardeau, a financial planner for the state-owned French rail system.
Nos projets sont des projets qui ont une rentabilité socio-économique.
Our project also has to pass a socio-economic profitability test that takes into account the entire community. For example, we give a value to environmental advantages like less noise and pollution, and these also go into the overall calculation of whether the project is worth it or not.
During a rowdy game of cards, these TGV passengers agree that investing in high-speed rail is a good idea. Regis Dix says that he's worked it out. With what he would have paid for a house in Paris, he jokes, he can afford to take the TGV for the next 130 years. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.